Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something that, well, it gets talked about a lot, but often gets mixed up. Customer experience, user experience, and user interface. You probably know them as CX, UX, and UI. These terms fly around all the time in the digital world, and honestly, it's easy to just lump them together. But our source today, a really insightful article from Easy Gold, looking at it from a UK angle, helps us see that each one is actually distinct and pretty crucial. So our mission today: unpack these ideas, clarify what they mean, see how they connect, and really get why knowing the difference matters for anyone trying to build digital experiences that actually work well. So for you, the listener, wanting to quickly get a handle on this digital stuff, what's the big picture takeaway?
Well, the fascinating thing really is that getting these differences isn't just about learning buzzwords. It's genuinely about optimizing how a business connects with its audience. Our source makes it super clear for brands wanting to connect with people, especially somewhere like the UK, where expectations are, let's face it, pretty high. Understanding CX, UX, and UI is just fundamental for making smart design choices and strategic moves. If they're not working together, it can be like a death by a thousand cuts for customer loyalty, even if one part seems okay on its own.
Okay, let's break it down then. Starting with customer experience, or CX, the article defines it as the complete overall perception a customer gets about a brand. And that's across every interaction, every touch point, every channel. It's way bigger than just how easy a website is to use, right? It's the whole emotional and practical journey. Think about it. This covers everything. Customer service calls, how you engage digitally, getting the product delivered, even what happens after the sale. For a company like Easy Gold, who the source mentions, this means making sure their marketing messages line up perfectly with their website feel and how they interact with customers generally. It's all about creating that consistent customer-first journey.
Yeah, if you look at the big picture, CX is definitely the main umbrella covering everything else. And especially in the UK, like we said, consumers expect things to be smooth and, well, pleasant. So businesses have got to make sure every single interaction feels intentional, positive, and memorable. Every single touch point counts towards that overall feeling.
Right. Building on that, if you zoom in a bit, specifically on the digital side, that's where user experience or UX comes in. This is where, you know, the details of interaction design really matter. UX is all about how users actually engage with a specific product or service, particularly digital ones like websites or apps. It's about usability, the flow, navigation, how satisfied someone feels using it. Our source gives a good example. You're on a website. UX is what makes it easy or maybe frustratingly difficult to find contact info, buy something, or just browse around. Good UX makes tasks feel effortless and information easy to find. It cuts down the friction.
So how do designers actually pull that off? Well, good UX isn't just guesswork. It leans heavily on data. That data comes from user research, lots of testing, like A/B testing, where you compare two versions and constantly tweaking things based on feedback. It's all about making sure the design actually works for the people using it. Think of UX as the structure, the blueprint underneath.
Okay, makes sense. And finally, we get to user interface, or UI. This is the bit you actually see and click on. The buttons, the text styles, the colors, the layout. Now, UI definitely has a big impact on UX. A good-looking interface makes things feel better, more cohesive. But, and this is important, UI is not the same as UX.
Right, that's a common mix-up.
Yeah. The article clarifies it nicely. UX might say, okay, we need a buy now button right here on the page. But it's the UI designer who decides exactly where it goes, what color it is, the font, maybe if it animates a little. For a brand like Easy Gold, strong UI design influences how modern or trustworthy they seem. It really shapes that immediate perception.
You could think of UI like the paint color and the light fittings in a house. Looks great, maybe. But if the layout, the UX, is confusing and you can't find the bathroom, you're still going to be frustrated. And the other way around, too. You could have a perfectly usable website, great UX, but if the overall customer experience, maybe the delivery or support, is terrible, people might still leave. Our source really hammers this home. In today's digital world, especially in the UK, having an integrated approach where CX, UX, and UI all work together isn't just nice to have, it's strategically essential.
Okay, so it's clear they need to work together. The source really treats that point about the integrated approach being a strategic necessity. But who, specifically, really needs to be dialed into these concepts? Who benefits most?
Well, the article points out a few key groups. First up, you've got growing SMEs, small and medium businesses, and startups. Often they might start out focusing mostly on the visuals, the UI, because maybe that seems most immediate. They might overlook the deeper CX and UX strategy side of things initially, but they actually stand to gain a lot from thinking about the whole picture early on. Like, imagine an e-commerce startup. They might use a simple template to get going, but as they grow, things can get tricky. That's when a proper UX redesign, tied into a solid CX strategy, becomes, well, vital for keeping that growth going.
That makes sense. Scaling exposes weaknesses.
Exactly. Then you have the big players. Enterprise brands, large corporations, think finance, healthcare, education places with really complex customer journeys. They absolutely rely on strong CX frameworks to manage all the different ways they interact with customers. Their UX teams are crucial for making sure platforms are usable for all sorts of people, different demographics, and the UI has to constantly reinforce that brand identity and build trust. The source actually mentioned some great UK examples, like the work Cyberduck did with gov.uk and Cancer Research UK. In those cases, making things accessible through UX and consistent through UI is absolutely critical for engaging the public and meeting standards.
And it's not just businesses selling things directly, right? Even companies like agencies and consultancies, Easy Gold included, based on the source, they need solid internal practices too. Their own website, how they present proposals, their reporting dashboards. All of that communicates the quality they offer. It's CX, UX, and UI for their own business.
Absolutely. And let's not forget digital platforms and SaaS provider software as a service. They're in a constant cycle of improvement. They have to be, really. They need ongoing updates based on user feedback, constantly watching CX metrics like Net Promoter Score, you know, the how likely are you to recommend us question. They refine UX based on how people actually use the platform and keep the UI looking fresh and modern without confusing everyone.
Right. And finally, the public sector and nonprofits. For them, accessibility is often paramount. They need to ensure content is easy for everyone to understand and navigate, including people with disabilities. So their UI has to follow guidelines like the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAGRIs, and their CX often relates to how transparent and effective people perceive them to be.
Yeah, accessibility isn't just a feature, it's fundamental for those groups.
So with all this talk, you might be thinking, okay, but isn't UX just a fancy modern word for web design? That comes up a lot.
Yeah, it does. But no, not really. The article makes it clear that UX covers a much wider scope. It includes things like doing the initial research, figuring out user flows, mapping out those customer journeys we talked about, A/B testing different ideas, doing expert reviews. Web design is often one result of the UX process, but UX itself is this whole discipline grounded in like behavioral science and putting the human user first. It's about the feeling and effectiveness, not just the look.
Okay, clear distinction. Another question people ask is, do I really need to invest in CX if my UX is already good?
That's a really important one for businesses to consider. Because remember, UX is just one piece of the bigger CX puzzle. You can have the most brilliantly designed, easy-to-use app in the world. But if your customer support takes forever to respond, or your marketing promises one thing and the product delivers another, well, the overall experience suffers. CX covers everything, including what happens after the purchase, building trust, aiming for that long-term satisfaction.
Right, the whole relationship. So realistically, can one person actually handle all three CX, UX, and UI?
It's tricky. While you might find some very talented individuals who have skills across the board, the source suggests it's pretty rare to find someone truly expert in all three and able to implement them effectively at scale. Think about it. Developing a CX strategy usually needs input from marketing, sales, customer service teams working together. UX requires strong research, testing, and prototyping skills. UI demands that visual design flair and technical knowledge. For really effective results, especially in larger projects, you usually need specialists working together as a team.
Makes sense. Different skill sets. So what kind of tools are out there to help manage these different areas?
The source lists quite a few popular ones. For CX, you've got platforms like Qualtrics, Medallia, Zendesk tools, often used for feedback and managing customer interactions. For UX, you might use something like Hotjar to see how people behave on a site, Maze for user testing, or Figma Analytics for design insights. And for UI design itself, common tools are things like Adobe XD, Sketch, or Storybook for managing design systems. These tools help teams gather data, map things out, and build prototypes.
Okay, quite a range. And how often should businesses be looking at this stuff? Is it a one-and-done thing?
Definitely not. The recommendation is generally to review things, well, pretty regularly, maybe quarterly. Trends change fast, user habits evolve, new tech comes along, think about Google's core web vitals affecting SEO, or new accessibility rules. You need to keep things updated. In fact, doing a proper UX audit at least once a year is becoming standard practice for serious brands.
Right, continuous improvement. Now, when it comes to getting help, the source gives a bit of a comparison of some UK agencies. It mentions AKQA in London, good for big companies needing digital transformation, Cyberduck in Hertfordshire, strong on UX research, especially for public sector.
Yeah, and Mullenlow Perfaro focused on data-driven CX and marketing. Also, XL Marketing Group up in Lancashire, doing localized SEO and UX for smaller businesses.
And then there's the source itself, Easy Gold. How do they position themselves?
Well, the article presents Easy Gold as offering a pretty comprehensive package. They cover SEO content, branding, the UI/UX design development, even app creation. They highlight having over 25 years in the game, clear pricing, and a tech-savvy, customer-focused approach. They even mention an AI ninja toolbox. The positioning seems to be as a good fit for SMEs and ambitious startups, wanting an all-in-one agency that focuses on results and scaling up.
Okay, so if you're listening and thinking, right, I need help with this, what are the steps? The source outlines a process.
Yeah, it's quite practical. First step. Audit what you've already got. That could be a formal UX audit of your site, or maybe mapping out your customer journey touch points for CX. Easy Gold, for example, apparently offers free consultations to help spot those friction points or gaps.
Good starting point. Then what?
Define clear goals. What exactly are you trying to achieve? Reduce churn, increase conversions, make your brand look better. You need clear KPIs, key performance indicators to guide the whole process and measure success.
Right. Know what you're aiming for.
Then pick the right mix of services. You don't always need everything. Maybe just a UX refresh is enough for a website update. But a full brand overhaul probably needs a deep CX strategy. And UI tweets are often best done as part of a bigger rebranding effort.
Makes sense. Be targeted. Fourth step.
Choose the right partner. Find an agency or consultant whose way of working and company culture fits with yours. The article mentions that collaboration is key for Easy Gold, for instance. That relationship is important.
Absolutely. And the last step.
Don't just launch and forget. Assess and iterate after launch. Keep an eye on those metrics, bounce rates, satisfaction scores, how long it takes users to do things. Continuous improvement is vital to stay relevant and effective. Things always change.
Definitely. So looking forward now, what's coming down the track? What trends are shaping the future of CX, UX, and UI? The article highlights a few really interesting ones.
Yeah, this is where it gets quite forward-looking. One big thing is the rise of emotion-centric design. Customer experience is becoming much more focused on psychology. Brands like Monzo or Spotify are mentioned as examples that use a more human tone, show emotional intelligence. That kind of approach really seems to connect with people, especially at the source notes in the UK. It's about building that rapport, not just being functional.
Interesting. And accessibility, you mentioned it earlier, but it's becoming even more critical, right?
Yeah.
Especially legally in the UK.
Absolutely. Under the UK Equality Act, digital platforms have to meet certain accessibility standards. So making UI and UX decisions isn't just about looks or ease of use anymore. It's a legal and ethical requirement. It has to work for everyone.
That really elevates its importance. What else?
Well, this ties back to consistency. Cross-channel integration is essential now. Modern CX demands that smooth, consistent feel, whether someone's on your website, your app, email, social media, or talking to support. If those experiences feel disconnected, it creates gaps in trust. Working in silos just doesn't cut it anymore. Companies like Easy Gold, the source suggests, can help bridge those gaps.
Okay, and what about different generations? Does that play a role?
Big time. The source specifically calls out Gen Z consumers. For them, things like speed, clarity, and inclusivity are non-negotiable. Your UI has to load fast. Your UX needs to be super intuitive from the get-go. And the overall CX should reflect values they care about. Communication needs to resonate with their ideals. They have high expectations.
Definitely something to keep in mind. Anything else, Major?
One more thing, the growing role of AI in UX testing. Artificial intelligence tools are getting better and better at helping with usability testing, analyzing feedback, even assisting with prototypes. This means potentially much faster feedback loops and quicker iterations. So we could see the pace of UX improvement really speeding up thanks to AI.
Fascinating. AI touching everything. So wrapping this up then, seems clear. CX, UX, and UI aren't rivals. They're collaborators.
Exactly. A team effort.
Each one plays a unique role in creating really great digital experiences, getting your head around them, understanding how they work together, and actually implementing them well.
Yeah.
That can genuinely be the difference between people shrugging off your brand versus becoming loyal fans.
Absolutely. And looking at the bigger picture, the future of digital, really, wherever you are, demands that kind of joined up, cohesive strategy. It's about making sure your brand is ready for what's next. So maybe something for you, the listener, to think about as you go about your day interacting with websites and apps. Notice how you feel the collaboration, or maybe the lack of it, between the CX, UX, and UI of the brands you use. What makes an experience stand out to you as truly exceptional? And why do you think that is?